North Korean leader Kim Jong-un committed to relinquishing nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles during his second summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Dalian, China, Monday and Tuesday. Chinese media said Kim requires that the hostile policies against Pyongyang be removed, a clear reference to the U.S. threat posed against North Korea. In Tokyo, U.S. ally Japan emphasized the demand for Pyongyang's denuclearization.
We should pursue all efforts towards the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantling of the North's weapons of mass destruction and missiles in accordance with the UN resolutions.
The inter-Korean summit on April 27th saw Pyongyang offer to give up its nukes in exchange for security guarantees. South Korea seeks to capitalize on the current peaceful atmosphere.
This summit is quite important in terms of its timing. The complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, which North and South Korea agreed upon, built the foundation toward the settlement of permanent peace.
While U.S. President Donald Trump has emphasized denuclearization, experts point out Washington needs to be willing to compromise.
One-sided demands won't work. The U.S. should carefully observe the current situation and should not push for too much. Trump once mentioned Abe's remark that it's going to demand North Korea give up all its ballistic missiles. That can be excessive. The U.S. has to control its demands.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visited North Korea Wednesday, meeting with leader Kim Jong-un for the second time to further outline details of the two states' upcoming leadership summit. As the announced summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un approaches, diplomatic efforts aimed at securing a breakthrough agreement between Washington and Pyongyang continue. Those efforts now focus on denuclearization. How much and how quickly Pyongyang will give up its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs, as well as the security guarantees that Washington and its allies will provide North Korea in return. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.